Bava Basra, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Base 4:2, really continuation of the previous Mishnah. If you say that this house is sold to you, but don't specify what's included in the sale, so says the Mishnah, v'lo, lo es habur, v'lo es hadus. If you have like a cistern that holds water, like say in the basement, a bor means like a hole in the ground, the dus is like an above ground one, but the point is it's for water storage. So since not every home needs to have its own water storage, typically people would go to like a more communal area, like the well or the communal cistern that serves the whole chatzer, whatever it is. So therefore, if you have a separate underground storage facility or above ground storage facility, the dus, you didn't mean to sell it when you sold the rest of your house. Again, even if the access is in the basement of the home and you need to walk to the front door, we'll discuss that in a minute. But the point is, it's not part of the home because it's not an essential part of the home, and therefore it's not sold with the home. Afo pishik savlo umka vruma. This is true even if in the contract that sells the home, you mention not just the home, but also umka, its depths, varuma, its heights. It also still would not include some subterranean bore, a bore beneath the ground in the basement, because he didn't mean that. What he meant in terms of the umka, varuma, was like building rights. So a person who wants to construct a second story above the home, that would be the ruma, and digging deeper into the ground, that would be umka, but it would not include structures like a independent cistern that's even beneath the ground. Says the Gemara, if he says something like Kani lach mitahom ara va'ad rum rakia, if he says in the contract, I'm selling you from like the depths of the earth until like the height of the sky, something that then would include everything. So in such a case, of course, that extra elaboration would come to include things like what's in the ground, like the cistern. But if not, then not. Now, furthermore, says the Mishnah, v'tzarech likach lo derech, if he's going to sell his home but retain the rights to the cistern, which is in the basement, then of course, if he wants to access his basement, says Rabbi Akiva, he'll have to work it out with the new owner to buy rights to access his cistern. Rabbi Akiva's shita is that when a person sells something, he sells it with an ayin tova, with a generous spirit, not retaining extra rights for himself. So it's fully sold to the house, no rights retained, and therefore he has no rights to access the cistern in the basement, even though the cistern is his, without coming to some financial agreements with the current owner that, you know, he'll be able to come every Tuesday and Thursday, you know, and he'll pay him, you know, $10 or something like that. Chacham disagree. The Chacham omrim, eino tzarech likach lo derech. The Chachamim say that when a person sells something, he sells it with an ayin ra'ah, with like a, he minimizes the amount of rights that he's giving up, and therefore, if he's going to retain a cistern in the basement, he's also going to retain rights to access it. And that being the case, when he sold the house, he didn't sell those rights, or he retained those rights regarding accessing his cistern. And that being the case, there's no need for him to come to some other financial arrangement to access his cistern. He can access it within the bounds of reason, whatever is reasonable. I'll discuss that right now. But the point is, he can access it without having to pay because he has the rights to access it, because he retained them when he sold it, because that's what he meant. Halachas milk Rabbi Akiva, that a person sells with an ayin tova, and that actually can cut both ways. Here the Mishnah goes on to say, Omod Rabbi Akiva bezman sha'amar lo chutz me'elu, if a person said explicitly that I'm selling you something, like I'm selling you the house, but I'm not selling you the cistern, if that was explicit, so then even Rabbi Akiva would agree, she'enu tzarech likach lo derech, then there's no need to make a separate financial arrangement to access the cistern in the basement, because the fact that he said, I'm not selling you the cistern, makes it perfectly clear he's intending to retain his access rights to the cistern as well. That's Rabbi Akiva's shita. But if we look at it from another direction, now says the Mishnah, what happens if a person is not selling his home? He's just selling the cistern in the basement to a third party. So, machran la'acher, if he sells his cistern to some other guy, and the only way to get to the cistern is through the front door of the main house, Rabbi Akiva omer, eino tzarech likach lo derech, so then the purchaser will not need to make arrangements, financial arrangements, to access his cistern. Because again, the thought is, according to Rabbi Akiva, a person sells with an ayin tova, including rights, and therefore, when he sold the cistern itself, he also sold the rights to access the cistern, even if that means going through the front door. Okay, again, whatever within reason means, but within reason. But the point is, he has those rights. So he has financial rights ready to access his cistern because he sold it with, a person sells things with an ayin tova. The Chacham again disagree. Chacham omrim tzarech likach lo derech. The purchaser of the cistern would need to make financial arrangements to pay for access to his own cistern because a person sells things with an ayin ra, but he retains as much rights to himself, and therefore he retained all the rights to access when he sold the owner of the house, who sold the cistern in the basement. He retains all the rights to access the sister without, you know, some other financial deal. So therefore, the purchaser would have to make a deal with him to access the cistern that he purchased. Again, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, Ayin Tova, which again cuts both ways. So if you're selling the home, you can retain your cistern, but you'll have to, you've sold the home and the access rights, so you have to pay to access your cistern. Whereas if you sell the cistern, you're selling it with access rights, so then the person who buys the cistern would not have to pay to access his cistern.